Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. Good morning. I'm Sharon Brody. The 10th annual Clinton Global Initiative University meeting wraps up with a day of service in Boston today. Since Friday, hundreds of college students from all over the world have been taking part in the event held this year at Northeastern University. Last night at Matthews Arena, former President Bill Clinton, his daughter Chelsea, and Congressman Joseph Kennedy III fielded questions at the closing plenary session. WBUR Steve Brown was there and joins us now. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Sharon.
Steve, what is the purpose of the CGI University, and what did President Clinton have to say to the participants?
Well, the university is an offshoot of the Clinton Global Initiative. Of course, the initiative brings world leaders together to take action on global challenges. The university seeks to engage younger people in that as well. It's a chance to get together, hear from experts in various fields, and strategize ways to bring positive change to the world. President Clinton stressed to the audience the importance of being willing to compromise.
I think most of us, once we trust each other, want to compromise. I watched Yitzhak Rabin and Yasser Arafat compromise. I watched Nelson Mandela put the leaders of the parties that kept him in prison for 27 years in his government, forcing himself to compromise when he had gotten 63% of the vote. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not weak, it's strong, as long as it's principled. And you know what you will not do.
Of course, those comments were offered in juxtaposition to the hard line that many government leaders in Washington are taking today.
And Steve, also, the panel did identify opiate addiction as one of the major problems facing the world. What did President Clinton have to say about this?
He says he's really worried the recent announced cutbacks on health care subsidies will put new strains on state and local community health programs.
We can all sit here and complain that the only people who get decent drug treatment and have a real chance to break this come from families like ours. That is not a sustainable approach. But bringing people back with Narcan and then getting them to detox and then repeating the whole thing all over again is not a sustainable approach either.
Now, earlier in the day, a last-minute session on opiate addiction was added to the program. It's definitely on the minds of the Clinton Foundation, as well as those taking part in this weekend's sessions.
Steve, I understand the CGI University wraps up today in Roxbury as participants take part in a day of service. How are the students responding to what they heard?
Well, they seem to be empowered and ready to turn words into action. I spoke with David Kanos, who is an international student from Nigeria who's attending George Mason University. He says the event has been a great opportunity.
I think what I'm taking away is just the empowerment and the ability to see that so many other people my age and in my age range are moving forward with initiatives that are not only pertaining to where they live, but also globally. I think hearing from the various speakers and people who had various initiatives also has shown me that this is not only something that is just abstract, but can actually be actualized and put into something tangible.
Now, Kanos has some lofty goals. He told me he would someday like to be Nigeria's ambassador to the United Nations or Nigeria's ambassador to the United States.
Steve, thank you.
Thank you very much, Sharon.
WBUR reporter Steve Brown. This is 90.9 WBUR.